I'm Jennifer McInnes. I'm Henry's great granddaughter.
So we're here today at the memorial stone, which has just been unveiled here at People's Palace. How does it feel to see it there?
It's absolutely wonderful. It has took quite a few months of planning, along with the Lord Provost's Office, who have been there every step of the way and supporting the family. And we've actually got back in touch with cousins that my dad hasn't seen since, you know, he was much younger.
It's brought your family together.
Brought the family back together. It's absolutely marvellous because everybody feels the same. Everyone from the family is so proud of him. And we're here and we're sharing this day together. So it makes it all the more special.
And the fact that he was born and brought up not too far away from here himself.
Yes, he was born and brought up in Bridgeton, near Nuneaton Street and Rutherglen Bridge. He worked there as well. He spent a lot of his time in Bridgeton. A lot of his life was in the area.
So was the story of your great-grandfather, was that something that you'd always known about, or have you learned more as a part of this process?
There was trickles of information as I got older in childhood. My father told me about him, but we never knew because my dad was born, James Henry May, and his father passed away, his mum remarried, so the name changed, and then we found out that, you know, we actually had this family that we didn't know about, the May family, and my dad was so proud. I was really touched with things that he heard and you know, tried to dig out information, and the internet took off. There's been local historians who've went to great lengths to find out about Henry May, and basically put everything together for us, a package of, you know, his own parents, where they were born, where they were brought up, photographs and newspaper articles. And then other people have seen it and brought information to it again, and I've met someone today who has a distant cousin who also had information on the website. So there's people that have actually helped us all come together, and I would have hated this day to have happened without our cousins being involved. So it's great that the media attention that we got and the help from the Lord Provost's Office has got us in touch with people who are our family, and it makes it so much more important and special to be sharing it with them.
And there's so many people here today to mark this occasion. That must fill you with so much pride.
It does. It makes me so proud to feel that he is remembered. There's people that are proud of him, family, locals. It's really great.
He was an exceptional character. He's a reservist as well, so it makes it that little bit more special, I suppose, in a way.
Yes.
And the fact of what he did, he saved the man he saved, went on to be, you know, quite a high person in the army.
Yes, I think he's one of the Mounties in World War II. I think they had quite significant victories in battle that helped things progress.
And do you have children yourself?
Yes, I do. My children are in...
What age are they?
7 and 3.
Right, okay. So maybe a bit too young to sort of understand completely what he did.
They know his name. They're all going to say Henry May.
And what would you plan to do in the future? Would this be somewhere you'd come to regularly from now on?
Yeah, I would like to come back and visit. Also, I've got family that couldn't make it today. Some live abroad in Canada, and they're really sad they couldn't make it. But I've told them, then they know it's here. It's here in Glasgow. It's at Glasgow Green. Their children, their own grandchildren can come here again in the future and come and remember him. And it's, you know, it's the same for everyone. I think everyone will come back to remember him.
And a real special place to have it as well, right beside the fountain, right beside the People's Palace on Glasgow Green.
Yes, perfect. And right beside Bridgeton, so the people of Bridgeton too come along and enjoy it.